Chapter 1. Introduction. I distinctly remember in grade school how easy mathematics was for me, and yet how challenging it was for many of the other children in the same classroom. The same scenario would also appear both in my junior high years and then off to my high school years, where I distinctly remember not even having to study math. Studying at different universities left me with the same impression of why some students found math easy, and most found it increasingly challenging. As I went on to graduate school and studied higher mathematics, I then began to see a pattern in myself. As the math became increasingly theoretical in graduate school, the less I became aware of its implications and applications. I then realized how difficult it was to learn math at a high level that was solely based on theory. This was the theme played out before my eyes as I worked my way through graduate school to get a graduate level degree in mathematics. It was clear that there was something missing in math curriculum. I could see that when math curriculum was theoretical and general in nature, students had a difficult time learning the math concepts. When math was more applied and structured to real life, students became more interested in math and had a higher interest in solving the math problems. I particularly remember finishing graduate school, thinking I really needed to be in an industry that uses math, so I could see how math works in real life. After graduate school, I then went on to work for a large insurance company, where I worked in their Management Information Systems department just north of San Francisco, California. Having worked for this insurance company for 15 years, I saw how math was used in a business and application setting. During my tenure in the insurance industry, I started teaching math at a junior college in Central California. It was then that I realized I needed to shift my focus and begin a journey that would lead me to teach and research contextualized mathematics at the college and university levels. At that point in my career, I could see that there was certainly a need to begin to reflect and think about how math could be applied and used in a new type of math curriculum. I was fortunate enough to do research at a college in Kirkland, Washington, i.e. Lake Washington Institute of Technology. My work centered around the research and development of contextualized math curriculum that was applied within technical fields. The key for my research centered on developing math that students could apply in their technical fields. I then went on to research other applied math curricula at other colleges in the state of Washington. My research, my teaching experience, and my love of teaching and learning mathematics formed the impetus for this book. There is a definite need for a new type of math curriculum. From a broader perspective, students are entering colleges and universities with a skill deficiency in mathematics, which affects their ability to complete their college math requirements successfully. College students are struggling to complete required college mathematics standards after they enter college. Alberton, Gallard and Morgan, 2010. Bonham and Boylan, 2011. Hearn, 2012. The reason students need to complete their college and math courses is that getting their degree requires them to successfully complete these specific courses. Furthermore, students who have previously taken face-to-face math classes are now enrolling in online math courses with the use of new technologies, which investigators should consider when researching student completion rates. Ashby, Sedera and McNary, 2011. Jones and Long, 2013. According to research by the Community College Research Center of Online Education within the state of Washington and the state of Virginia, the completion rate for online remedial math was 19% lower than completion rates in face-to-face classes. Crawford and Persaud, 2013. Furthermore, in 2008, three-fourths of students who started remedial math in college never finished their remedial math successfully. George, 2010. One of the challenges college students face is the linking of math concepts, organising mathematical ideas, and solving math problems to complete their college remedial math and college math courses successfully. Albritton et al. 2010. Bonham and Boylan 2011. Diaz 2010. If educators fail to address this student math problem through new curricula, such as college contextualised math curriculum, this will likely lead to high failure rates in college and university math classes, which affects students' ability to complete their certificate or degree requirements for graduation. Howard and Whittaker, 2011, Sheldon and Duodella, 2010. In my research, I focused on developing contextualised mathematics in math curriculum. Therefore, it is first important to understand the concept of contextualisation. Contextualisation is a method used for math curriculum design within lesson plans and as a pedagogical practice in face-to-face math classes. Many researchers are studying the effects of using contextualisation in the teaching and the learning process for mathematics learning. Bodge and Cho, 2013. Perrin, 2011. Young, Hodge, Edwards and Leising, 2012. Contextualised math refers to the teaching of mathematics problems that emphasise real-life situations. For example, an instructor could develop a contextualised math assignment on exponential functions and equations by having students work on an internet-based problem to determine the monthly payments for a new car at a given price and interest rate for a specific loan duration. In this example, instructors would teach students how to compute with exponential formulas to come up with the monthly amount. Contextualization is defined as the development of math problems that are authentic and related to real-world applications or math problems that are connected to their future careers. Botge and Cho, 2013. Botge, Ma, Gassaway, Butler and Toland, 2014. Valenzuela, 2012-2014. Furthermore, students often have difficulty solving computational math problems solely focused on formulaic computations or without any real-world connections. Kiat 2010. Puri, Cornick and Guy 2014. From my experience in teaching college and university mathematics, many students struggle in understanding and learning math concepts. In fact, for many students, their problem-solving and computational skills are not adequate for them to succeed in calculating mathematical computations. Botge, Grant, Rueda and Stevens, 2010. Contextualised mathematics provides a foundation for researchers, instructors and administrators to implement and study how students learn mathematics in the classroom. Moreover, the use of college contextualised mathematics curriculum is of importance to students, educators and researchers because of the high failure rates in college math and college remedial math education. George, 2010. Howell, 2011. Researchers found there to be only a 25% success rate in remedial college math education. George, 2010. Furthermore, Howell, 2011, indicated that the high failure rates in college math cost four-year colleges and universities between $435 and $543 million annually. Other researchers, such as Bonham and Boylan, 2011, noted that college students had to take an average of 10 credit hours of remedial college math before starting their college-level mathematics courses. The use of contextualised mathematics helps students learn mathematics. For instance, Aceda, 2011, found the use of new college math curriculum with contextualised math components and accelerated learning as another avenue for addressing the problems of non-completion. Furthermore, Burroughs, Wickizer, Mayer and Borozsák, 2013, investigated the interest in math by using contextualised applied problems, and they found students improved their content area learning after exposure to the contextualised math curriculum. Similarly, researchers such as Mercure and McKenna, 2011, determined that with such a curriculum, students were able to relate to the math problems in a real-life setting. Prior research has shown that a contextualized math curriculum is an effective form of teaching mathematics. Bellamy and Matteo, 2010, Botke and Cho, 2013, Deed, Pridham, Prain and Graham, 2012. Therefore, because of the success of such mathematics, this math curriculum is an area of further investigation for college math curricula research. ACEDA, 2011, Merseth, 2011, Perrin, 2011. College administrators, instructors and researchers are very interested in using new math curriculum to address the high failure rates in college math because of the costs to both colleges and students. Howell, 2011. From a theoretical and research perspective, the use of a college contextualized math provides an avenue to further investigate how students construct mathematical knowledge. Summary concepts. Math concepts and math lesson plans based on theory is challenging for students to learn and understand. College students take an average of 10 credit hours of remedial college math before they enroll in their required college-level mathematics courses. The use of contextualized mathematics helps students learn mathematics. Contextualized math curriculum is an effective form of teaching mathematics.